A reading from the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they sell the just man for silver, and the poor man for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth, and force the lowly out of the way. Son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar, and the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Beware, I will crush you into the ground as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. The swift foot shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life, and the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord. And the response is, remember this, you who never think of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? Remember this, you who never think of God. And the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. Another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my Father. But Jesus answered him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. The Gospel of the Lord. We come away from today's reading, followed by the psalm response, perhaps gasping with a bit of shock. There is such strong language and seeming threat. The prophet Amos lines up heinous crime after crime against the people Israel, using the voice of God. For thus says the Lord, they mistreat the poor, act in sexually immoral ways, are arrogant with their illegal money, and trample on anyone who gets in their way. Then we have an image of God as a fierce warrior who has successfully annihilated the enemy and warns that in the same way God will crush all those wicked people. The swift foot will not be saved, etc. And on that day, says the Lord, beware on that day, are common Old Testament warnings to listen up and mend one's ways. And if that were not enough, we have the psalm continuing in a similar theme. Why do you continue to act as hypocrites? Consider that I will cut you up, and there will be no one to rescue you if you forget God. And to each stanza we respond, remember this, you who never think of God. Wow. Amos's culture was not too different from our own 21st century. The difference is we have had the event of Jesus' salvation, and therefore we can set aside all images of God as a fierce, vengeful, angry conqueror. What is the same is that there must be a redeeming community who, in fact, do think of God and are willing to take a stand like the prophet Amos. The tough job of being a prophet is ever needed in each age, and for us is part and parcel of our baptismal commitment, whether we like it or not. Even while trying to digest these strong messages, we turn to the gospel. A scribe, one of the least likely leaders of Jesus' day, wants to be his follower. Throughout his ministry, Jesus was calling for an end to the legalism which the scribes love to impose. It would be like a person afraid of water signing up for surfboard lessons. As we listen, perhaps we are encouraged that we too, in spite of all our weaknesses and inconsistencies, may be able to follow Jesus wherever he goes. But the challenge will be huge. Our culture, just as in the days of Amos, encourages greed, selfishness, narcissism, hatred, and violence. Our job is to bring grace and redemption into our culture, but at the same time to call a spade a spade. We need to be able to name what is good while calling out all that is evil. We will be challenged each day to seize the moment and not put off taking that stand for the poor and oppressed until it is more convenient for us. Let the dead bury the dead is perhaps Jesus using exaggerated language to say that our task of building the kingdom of justice and mercy cannot be put off. There is an urgency to get on with the task. Jesus may be asking us today, are you willing, or is it all too difficult? Will you just keep procrastinating? The discipleship hymn called The Summons by Gary Bell invites us with the beginning words, will you come and follow me if I but call your name? The response is ours personally and as a community. We can answer the summons. We can make a difference.